happy Monday, Sonny.
Happy Monday, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you have some tennis kudos this evening.
Kim, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Novak Djokovic and Angelique Kerber, who won Australian Open tennis singles titles over the weekend in Melbourne. Ladies first. The 28-year-old Kerber lifted her first Grand Slam trophy. She upset defending champion Serena Williams in the final, 6-4, 3-6, and 6-4. Kerber is the first German to win a major title since Steffi Graf at the 1999 French Open. Her best previous Grand Slam performance was making it to the semifinals at the 2011 U.S. Open and 2012 Wimbledon tournaments. Kerber talks about her feelings after beating Serena.
When I won the match point, I had so many emotions and, of course, positive things. So getting in my mind that I making history as well in Germany and everybody is supporting me. So it was just incredible feeling what I will never forget.
Angelique Kerber's road to the trophy in Australia was not smoothly paved. In her opening match against Misaki Doi, she saved a match point in the second set and eventually pulled out a three-set victory over her Japanese opponent. Kerber describes her Grand Slam triumph in Australia as the highlight of her career.
You know, the best moments, I had the best 2 weeks in my life, and the best moment of my career last night when I won the match point and really take the Grand Slam. That was always my dream, and my dream came true. When I was a kid, I was always dreaming about this, to win one day a Grand Slam. And I think I had a really crazy week with the first round where I was match point down, but the best weeks of my life.
Meanwhile, defending champion and world number one Novak Djokovic beat Andy Murray in straight sets to equal Roy Emerson's record of 6 Australian Open titles. The final score from Melbourne, 6-1, 7-5, and 7-6. The Serbian star has won the last 3 Grand Slam titles and 4 of the last 5 to lift his career total to 11. That ties him with Rod Laver and Bjorn Borg for 5th place on the all-time list. Djokovic says there's no doubt that he's playing the best tennis of his life in the last 15 months. For his part, Andy Murray lost for a 5th time in an Australian Open final. Immediately after losing to Djokovic, he rushed to the airport to catch a flight back to Britain to reunite with his pregnant wife, Kim. She's due to have their first child soon. South African golfer Brandon Grace won the Commercial Bank Qatar Masters Tournament in the Middle East over the weekend, becoming the first player to successfully defend the title. The 27-year-old South African closed with a 69 in windy conditions and finished the competition at 14 under par, 274. Reporter Nick Dye caught up with him after his victory and asked him, Brandon, how does it feel to be champion again?
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, to win is tough, but to defend's even tougher. We all know that, but it was great. I played some really good golf, and it paid off at the end. And, now I know what it takes to defend a title. But, this is a special one. This is, one that really put me on the map last year. I said it before, I'll say it again, and just now winning it twice is just extra special.
Elaborate on what it does take to defend a title, because I guess your expectations when you come into a week are a little bit different to usual.
Yeah definitely. Obviously this week is a little bit calmer with a Wednesday start. There's not that much time to make a fuss about everything, but it's still tough. But I think the one thing that really worked out well was the weather. I've played well in tough conditions. I like tough conditions, and it was one of those ones where you just have to stay patient and let it happen. And I think that's what I did really well this week. You know, I never forced things. I got a little bit greedy towards the back of the front nine, just started going after putts a little bit. But the clutch putting, the putts coming back was on top form today, and I think that was a big thing that saved me.
And we mentioned on the third day that essentially you were relatively quiet for the first 2 days, but you moved at just the right time, didn't you?
Exactly. You know, it was the same as last week. You know, if you look at Ricky, you know, he was very quiet the first 2 days and then got in the groove and got it going. I knew the weekend's going to be tough. It was really just grinding it out and try to put a number up there and give yourself a chance of winning it. And, you know, 3 under, I didn't think that was going to be enough, but I'm glad it's enough. You know, I didn't really have anything else or anything more that I could have added to that.
You have put a smiling face on just about every finish that you've had recently because, on reflection, they're all good. Or was it becoming just that little bit frustration that you couldn't quite get over the line?
Well, I think I knew what I was doing wrong. You know, I was pushing, I wasn't staying patient, and you know, it happens when you really want that win under the belt, or that next win to strike, get over that next hurdle. And you know, this week was a little bit different. You know, I was really calm the whole week, and like I said, you know, I didn't really push for the things. I made it happen, and the patience was there. And you know, the patience the last 2 days was really big key, and I think that's why I came out on top.
It's nudged you even closer to the world's top 10, and it sets up a great 2016, doesn't
it? Yeah, exactly. You know, that's been a long-time life goal, and you know, it's been close. And yeah, so I'm very close now, but you know, like I said before, I just need to keep working and let the clubs do the talking, and hopefully I can be in there soon and, you know, then set a new goal.
No real time to celebrate. On to Dubai. In great form.
Yeah, it happens. But that's our life. But, you know, I'll go there with a smile on the face.
Keep smiling, Brandon. That South African golfer, Brandon Grace, got a smile on his face. Brandon won the Commercial Bank Cotter Masters tournament over the weekend. And Brandon was talking with reporter Nick Dye at the Doha Golf Club in Qatar. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
In African football, the field is now set for the semifinals at the African Nations Championship Tournament in Rwanda. Remember, VOA football fans, this competition is not to be confused with the Africa Cup of Nations. The African Nations Championship, also called CHAN, is for home-based players in Africa, while in the Africa Cup of Nations, European-based African players are eligible to participate. In the first semifinal Wednesday, the 2009 CHAN champion, the Democratic Republic of Congo, will go against Guinea in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. And in the second semifinal on Thursday, Mali will meet Ivory Coast, also in Kigali. You might say the feathers were flying on Sunday when the Eagles of Mali went up against the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia in Kigali. The Malians rallied to advance to the Final Four, as we hear now from Mark Ouma.
Mali edged Tunisia 2-1 in the Orange African Nations Championship quarterfinals at the Amahoro National Stadium in Kigali, Rwanda on Sunday. Guinea pipped Zambia 5-4 in a post-match penalty shootout after a 0-0 deadlock in open play at the Umganda Stadium in Gishenyi, some 160 kilometers northwest of the capital, Kigali. Early on Saturday, Ivory Coast required extra time before they subdued Cameroon 3-0 at the Huye Stadium in Butare, some 140 kilometers south of Kigali, and the Democratic Republic of Congo pipped Rwanda 2-1 in extra time at the Amahoro National Stadium.
The Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Monday, you'll see a couple of nice photos of basketball great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with his old college coach, John Wooden. My post is captioned, "We all need good mentors." One of Kareem's was Wooden, the Hall of Fame coach who died in 2010 at age 99. Kareem has credited Wooden with helping him develop not just as a basketball player, but as a man. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the National Basketball Association's all-time leading scorer. In NBA action Sunday, the defending champion Golden State Warriors won their seventh consecutive game, beating the host New York Knicks 116-95. The Knicks held the Warriors to a season-low 18 points in the first quarter, but the Warriors woke up with Klay Thompson scoring 17 of his 34 points in the second quarter. Golden State has 44 victories and only 4 defeats this season. In the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, the Portland Trailblazers won their fourth straight game, beating the Minnesota Timberwolves 96-93. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the